We're here with Miguel Reim, the first stage 2016 and Tour de Beauce winner of the road race. Miguel, I heard you say earlier that it's your first time racing in Canada, so welcome to Canada. And describe the race for us. What was the breakaway like? What was the atmosphere in the break during all along?
We went pretty early. We catched the first breakaway. We had great atmosphere. Everybody worked together well. Our sports director gave good advices. And we raced very smart in the front. Took easily on the climbs, hard on the flat. And I don't know what peloton made, but they made some big mistake.
Was that your strategy coming here? You wanted to get out early?
Actually, no. I had to wait massive sprint, but I hit full gas on the crosswind. We get away, and I was surprised. Okay, I can go then.
So I guess you were feeling good early in the race.
Yeah, I was good in Saguenay. I was third in GC, so, and I'm happy I won. Now I have like little pressure down.
Because you went so early, was there at any point during the race, maybe in the early stages, that you thought, oh my God, you know, what have I done?
Not really. We made an offensive race, and it happens what have to happen. So,
well, at one point, I think you were up to about a 6-minute lead and growing. At that point, the break must have been very confident.
Yeah, like I said, the sports director motivated us and gave a good advice. So,
okay, so the break was working together well. Take us down now to the last couple of kilometers, where even within a good working break, people start looking at each other. Were there any attacks that happened coming close to the last few kilometers to the finish?
Not really, because I think there was some guys who wanted to have advantage in GC. Like, I think the Lupus guy should be a good climber, and for him, for tomorrow is good. So, and for me, just was going to the stage win, and Kramer also. So we just hold a high pace last 2K. I followed him and started the sprint in the almost the first position, and no attacks in the end.
Well, the way the finish line is here, I mean, you have to be close in there in the last corner. Were you positioning yourself, getting ready for a good final sprint?
Yeah, like I said, I had the Grave in front of me. He went first place in the corner. I was behind him, and after the corner, I just started the sprint. It was like 150 meters to go, and it was headwind, but everybody were tired in of the day, and I know those sprints are perfect for me, because I can do the uphill finishes better than the flat ones, I think.
Well, you did, and congratulations and good luck during the rest of the tour.
Thank you.